Well, well, well. If it isn't my second favorite man of the evening. No. Did you have a good evening? I know I certainly did. Look at you, waiting by the door like a needy little pup. God, it's enough to make me melt. I'm almost feeling sentimental. And you're still all naked. Good boy. You wanted to try to please me, didn't you? I wonder why. Did you wait for me anxiously all night while I went on my date? What do you think of my outfit? Heels, stockings, garter, thong, racy skirt for easy access, tight top showing off my big mommy tits, and I wore that heart necklace that you gifted me, what, 2 years ago? Well, now that I'm back from my date, and don't forget, this one was the third one. Yeah, remember how we browsed through the dating apps together? We found that one stud. Fuck. What a fucking man. He's so hot. God, he made me wet just looking at his profile pictures. I could see that look in your eye. Maybe there was a little bit of trepidation. Was there? You can look up at me. Do you remember him? Are you picturing him in your mind? Yeah. Tonight, me and him fucked like rabbits. Anyway, you should have seen him when I told him that I had a boy at home waiting for me. And then, you should have seen his face when I told him what the date plan was. Dinner, a sex club, movie, hotel room, and then drinks at the bar, and immediately back for a third round at the hotel room. Now, you know what to do. Take my heels off. Yeah, unzip there. Good. Don't forget to worship my legs and feet properly as you slowly undress them. Good. And the other one. Yes, little kisses down the leg, on the ankle, kisses on the stockings. Don't worry, you'll be able to kiss the bear skin soon. Do you remember these pair? You like them, right? I'm pretty sure they're your favorite. I thought I'd wear them for the date. Kind of like the little heart necklace. It's like a little part of you is there to observe. No, as we held hands, as I flirted with him, as I seduced him with my smoky gaze. God. And he was so eager. I could tell he was hungry for me. Another fond memory of the night is seeing those same boots you just took off on each side of my head as he plunged deep inside of me. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Now, take off my stockings. Yeah, the nice thigh-high ones with the garters, because I know how crazy you go for that little thigh bulge on the top. Do you want to kiss it before you slowly roll them down? Place your head right at my pussy level. Let me take you by the hair and just press you here for a little while. Yeah. If you're feeling particularly eager, you may even lick my panties if you wish. Just wrap yourself all up in there, in between my thighs, either side of your face. I bet you enjoy all that soft skin. My scent. Now that's enough. Back where you belong, roll them down. And massage my legs while you're at it. Good boy. It was quite a workout today. Shame he ripped that one up. You know how primal and animalic those men can get. They're just so focused on rutting and mating and claiming. They don't really care about the aesthetics of well-made silk stockings. But I will admit, he was much more vigorous than some people I know. I'm sure this is a pleasant surprise for you, but I did get my toenails painted for him. Do you like the colors? Do you recognize the design on the big toe? That's right. Your favorite. Now, kiss my feet. You do know how much I love being worshipped by you. There you are. This is what you're good at. This is what you're for. Worshipping my feet. Kissing the ground that I walk upon. Kiss each one of the toes. There you go. 4, 5. And the other one. And now my ankles. And here, just let me stroke your face with one of them. There. And the other side. There. I know, they're a little bit sweaty from wearing the heels all night, but you know, I know a perfect person would be really good at washing them. Yeah. Oh, you're so eager. Good boy. Lapping away already. Good. Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Look up. Do you notice something? Yeah. I pulled aside my panties. And while you service my beautiful feet, I'm going to touch myself. And I'm going to let you see all the cum he left inside me. Do you see all the cream? Almost dripping out. Some of it stained these panties. And if I just dip a finger in, You know, if you want to be closer to mommy, you're going to have to earn it. You already know what you want to do, don't you? Yeah. You're going to clean mommy's pussy. You're going to clean it of all the mess the bull left there. Oh, good boy. That's right. Yeah, it's a decent amount. I mean, it was 3 loads in there alone. Could you even dream of coming that much? I wonder if you could even keep up with his stamina. It's funny, 'cause you can barely last, what, a few minutes? And yet here this man was fucking me for hours on end. God. And he tasted good too. Can you tell? That's right. I gave him a blowjob. He... Ooh. Good boy. Keep cleaning. He nearly made me gag. In fact, I think he did a few times. I don't think I've ever gagged trying to deep throat you. Oh, I'm very sensitive. I don't know if you can make me come like he made me come. You can get me there with your tongue, but... he can do that with his cock alone. Now, reach up. Come here. Use your hands and stick a finger inside. Do you feel how tender my walls are? How swollen they are from being stretched? That's right, keep licking. I'm definitely going to be inviting him over next time. I'm gonna make you watch. We're gonna do the cock size comparison in real life. Side by side. Oh God, it's gonna be so impressive, the difference. Oh, I can't wait to see those red cheeks as you realize you possibly cannot compare. Oh, do you like fucking his cum with your fingers? Fucking his cum deep inside mommy's pussy, pushing it back in up against her womb. Swirling around another man's cum inside mommy's pussy. Now, pull your fingers out. And no more tongue. Mommy's all riled up. But she needs to put something to the test. You see, I just need to make sure that my statements are true. You see, he made me come. God, he made me come so fucking hard, just using his cock. And I was thinking, well, I have to do a cock comparison. You know, we did the mouth, and I know what you feel like. And now we have to do the pussy. So, we're gonna move to the bed. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to the bed, and I'm gonna fuck you. Mm-hmm. God, look at that twitching perverted cock. You are actually getting off on hearing about mommy fuck other men. What a twisted boy you are. What a twisted fucking boy you are. Now first, I'm gonna clean that dirty cock of yours. So, get on the bed. His cock doesn't even fill the mouth the same as my new balls. It's so much easier to suck. I barely even have to stretch my lips. I just have to... Oh, you like this? Do you like it when mommy prepares your cock this way? God, it's the only way that she can get any semblance of pleasure from it. Oh, God, yeah, he tastes almost as good as the bowl. God, he just does not fill out my mouth the same way. I'm gonna try to deep throat him. Oh, it's certainly easier to suck him, but maybe if I just lick. Oh, he does have a lot of pre-cum. He's twitching a lot. God, he has almost no self-control. He's not gonna last very long. Certainly not gonna last as long as the bowl. Ah, such is life for my pathetic, slutty little boy. Oh, God, yeah, that's right. Twitch inside my mouth. You know, I almost never let you fuck me without a condom, but I'm so full of cream pies. I'm thinking I might have to use your cock to attempt to compete. Here. Let me get on top. There we go. Can you feel his hot cum inside of me? Lubricating up my pussy. I think he's stretched my walls enough that I don't even know if you're going to be able to come. So sloppy and wet and lubricated. God, he left so much cum in there. And now we're using it as our personal lube. You know, he was large. Really stretched my walls. It almost hurt. And fuck, did he go deep, pushing against my cervix with that thick cockhead. Fuck. I almost had to beg him to stop near the end. He was so frantically turned on. The idea that he could possibly impregnate me, hitting it raw. My tight pussy quivering around his cock. And the entire time, just imagining you, pathetic, perverted, erection, full mast, waiting for me here at home while I go out and fuck other men. Fuck. It's such a fucking turn on. The idea that I get to do this to you. that I get to go out. I get to suck all the cocks that I want. I get to fuck all the cocks that I want. I can let them cream pie me. I can let them sink slowly into my tight ass. And you just have to wait here and hope that I deign to pay attention to you. Hope that I get to come back and tell you all about my salacious adventures with men bigger and stronger and longer and thicker and more virile and potent than you. Now, I want you to open your eyes and look. Do you see all the hickeys he left on my neck and my collarbone? He wanted to make sure that you know that he's fucking me and breeding me and kissing me correctly. And that's right, babe. As I'm riding you, no spermicide. It was just his raw cock spurting all that potent, virile seed deep inside my fertile, unprotected womb. Do you think your cum can compete with his head start? There's only one way to tell. There's only one way to tell. I'm riding you. Dominating you. God, I came so hard before. Quivering around his cock. Begging him to slow down as he pushed my legs apart. Gripping my ankles as he sank slowly into me. God, I wish I could feel it now. You're not even close, babe. Not even close. God, I think his cum is leaking out around your cock. You like that feeling? Sloppy seconds. Oh, I don't know if you're going to be able to make me come, but I can tell from your twitching cock you're close. You're not going to last very long, are you? Not when you think about all the cum that's inside of my pussy, that you're fucking it deeper inside of me. I wonder whose baby it's going to be. Probably his, but maybe you'll get lucky. God, I don't think. Hey. Oh, did you come early? Did you just come inside me? I didn't even have time to give you a proper countdown. Oh, now I have to punish you. I think because I didn't get a countdown, you are going to have to do 10 seconds of overstimulation. Yeah. You're going to fucking hate this, aren't you? That's your punishment for coming so early. Your mistress, your mommy mistress, is one of endurance. And God, is she going to train you to be at least 10% of the bulls that she fucks? Now, I'm going to start riding you. Oh, you can whimper all you want. I'm not going to stop. No. You came early. And now I get to use you. I'm using you how I want. God, you're so pathetic. You're so perverted, whimpering underneath me like this. I bet you're too weak to even fight me off. I bet I could just keep riding this cock until you go fucking insane. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to hold on while I keep riding you? Oh, that's two. I mean, I wonder if I could get a second one out of you. Possibly. Maybe you could even compete with the bull's cum. Three. God. You should have seen him fucking me. We did it in doggy style position, taking me from behind. He was slapping my ass. Four. And then we swapped into missionary position. He flipped me into a mating press. Five. And after we got a little bit drunk. Six. When we went back up to the hotel room, I let him sink inside my ass. I never let you do that. Seven. Are you jealous? Do you feel emasculated? Do you know how much of a fucking pervert you are for having shit like this turn you on? Eight. Oh, God. I might come. But I don't know if you're going to be able to handle it. Nine. Overstimulated cock is gonna make mommy come. That overstimulated fucking cock is gonna make mommy come. Ten. Well, I can attest that it wasn't nearly as powerful. You still got there, even if I had to force you to do it. My good boy, I'm gonna wrap you up in the blanket. You're still trembling. Yeah, here. Just wrap you in the blanket. It's okay. We need to be warm after that. You spend a lot of time naked without much warmth. And here, a little bit of water from the side table. There you go. Take a deep drink. It's okay. It's okay. Was that fun? I thought so too. Today's scene was pretty intense. I'm so fucking proud of you. I'm sure there were some parts that might have pushed you in unexpected ways, but let's start with one thing that we would have liked to happen next time. Mm-hmm. I'll take that to heart. And what was your favorite part? Yeah. I thought you would enjoy that. I could literally feel it. I could see it. I saw how hard you were. God, and the amount of pre-cum you had was really impressive, honestly. Now, do you want to snuggle in the special spot? The one right underneath my arm. You can suck on mommy's breasts. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll take that as a yes. There you go. There you go, attaboy. Good boy. You know how much I love you, right? And how much I love you that you let me embrace my inner seductress, the inner slut. Letting me flirt with other men, date them, fuck them. And remember, at the end of the day, I'm always coming back to you. We don't have to be ashamed of those fantasies that you have. These incredible kinky things that we get to do with each other and for each other. I was thinking, though, this new guy, kind of contemplating maybe bringing him over. And, you know, with his consent, of course, maybe you could watch him fuck me from the closet. Or the edge of the bed. What do you think? We could plan it for next week. Sounds like a plan. I love you so much. Little forehead kisses. You're so good for mommy today. I look forward to doing more tomorrow.